Here's the essential summary for the coastal wealth exception, why Cohasset breaks all the income-to-asset rules. The bottom line, Cohasset's 187K median income, chair 20 in state, supporting 1,038 minutes homes, that's chair 16, reveals asset-driven wealth. Buyers deploy accumulated capital, 7.4.1 income-to-asset ratio versus conventional 4.1. Like Nantucket, three Nemours homes, 119K income, Cohasset operates where external wealth meets coastal lifestyle. Not a W-2 conversion market, an inheritance to your equity business exit destination. Who needs this? Buyers with accumulated capital seeking coastal access, families with inheritance or equity liquidation, business exit proceeds deployment, retirees downsizing from larger wealth, understanding asset-driven versus income-driven market dynamics. Key insights. Number one, Cohasset, 7.4.1 income-to-asset ratio versus conventional 4.1, Hassan external wealth market. Number two, Nantucket Parallel, three Mellor's homes, 119K income, 25.1 ratio, higher pure asset storage. Number three, 52.7% five-year appreciation driven by coastal demand plus pandemic migration. Number four, South Shore positioning, 35-40 bots minus Boston commute makes Cohasset hybrid income asset market number five, not for W-2 earners converting salaries, for capital deployers seeking coastal lifestyle. What to do next? Calculate your wealth source. If earning annual W-2, 180K, 250K, target income-driven suburbs, Dover, Lexington, Winchester. If deploying 500K one Mueller's accumulated capital, inheritance, equity, exit, coastal markets like Cohasset enable lifestyle optimization. Know which buyer you are.